The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 4 and 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 10, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: here in this army there are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna. There are also great fighters, like Yuyudhana, Virata, and Drupada.
So, all these heroes are mentioned, not only in this verse, in several other verses also. Now, people may ask that by mentioning this great fighter, what spiritual progress he made. Because we are meant for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So by chanting the names of these great fighters, what do we gain? The question may be raised there. But the thing is that Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. Whenever there is connection with Krishna, that also becomes Krishna. This is a subtle form of philosophical understanding. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. If there is relationship with Krishna, therefore the Sahajiyas, they do not read Bhagavad Gita. They say, we have nothing to do with Bhagavad Gita. They jump over to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Krishna's Rasa-lila. As if Krishna is connected with Rasa-lila, not with this lila. They make distinction. Krishna's this fighting lila, pastimes, and the Rasa-lila, pastimes, they are all the same. Because Krishna is the center. Krishna being center, whatever in connection with Krishna is there, that becomes also Krishna. This is the idea. Anasaptasya visayam jataram upajunyataha nirbandha Krishna sambandhi jukta vairagam uchyate. This is the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And just like we, in propagating Krishna consciousness, we have to deal with money or persons who are not Krishna conscious, outsider. You have to deal with them. But when you go to an outsider or when you deal with money, there is relationship with Krishna. Krishna sambandha. So, Rupa Goswami has distinguished the prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshubi parityaga phalgu vairaga kathate. Prapanchik means material. So, prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Everything has got connection with Krishna. Because ultimately Everything is Krishna's energy. The material world is also manifestation of Krishna's energy. Bhumi rapa anala vayu. You'll find. Material world means these five elements, gross and subtle. Earth, water, air, fire, sky, these are gross. And mind, intelligence and ego, these are subtle. These elements, material elements, Krishna says, Bhinna me prakriti astadha. These material elements, they are separated, but they are my energy. They are my energy. The same example, just like cloud. Cloud is created by the sun. It is sun's energy which creates the cloud. You know, by temperature, the sea water is evaporated, forms into gas. That is cloud. So, cloud is created by the energy of the sun, but when there is cloud, you cannot see the sun. Sun is covered. Similarly, material energy is Krishna's energy. But when you become covered by this material energy, you do not see Krishna. This is the position. So, we have to use our intelligence. That is described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshu bhi parityaga. Mumukshu, especially the Mayavadis who are after liberation, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, Mumuksha. They, Mayavad, they say everything is Maya. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. This world is false. Only Brahma is reality. But we say that why the Jagat, the world should be false if it is coming from the reality? We do not agree with that. We do not accept that this world is false. No. We can say it is temporary manifestation. But it is not false. Why it is false? Just we are living in this house. If somebody, some rascal say it is false. Why false? We are utilizing this house. We are utilizing this microphone. You are utilizing the dictaphone. Why it is false? There is sambandha. There is relationship with Krishna. Anything material made up, earth, water, fire, air, they are Krishna's energies. Therefore, there is direct relationship with Krishna. And if Krishna is reality, why his energy should be false? No. We must know how to utilize it. Similarly, in this battlefield, Krishna is there, and all the living entities, some of them are soldiers, some of them are commander-in-chief, some of them this, that. All the chariot or the ground, everything Krishna's energy. So if we remember that everything is manifestation of Krishna's energy, there is no question of materialism. We are spiritualism. So, Nirmanya Krishna Sambandha. So we have to use them for Krishna. Here, all of them have gathered. This is another Krishna's energy. Krishna appears, Puritrana Sadhuna. Vinashaya cha duskritam. He wanted to kill all the demons. That is another side of his business. As one side, puritrana sadhunam, to give protection to the devotees. The other side is to vanquish all the demons. Just like if you want to grow paddy on the field, then first of all you have to destroy all the unwanted weeds. Then you grow the seeds, it will come out nicely. So these two things are required, destruction and construction. Both the things are Krishna's activities, are different energies. So you cannot accept one thing, giving up the other side. We have to understand that both sides, they are working as different manifestation of Krishna's energy. Parasa shakti vivida iva sriyate. In the Vedas it is said that the Absolute has got multi-energies. So one energy is working in one way, another energy is working another way. Parasa shakti vivida iva sriyate. Savabhiki jnana balakriyaja. Just like here also, when we do something, we require varieties of energies to make that thing perfect. So everything, Krishna's this material world, spiritual world, everything is working in order under different energies. So these warriors' name mentioning, we should not neglect. Krishna wanted to gather all the demonic power in that battlefield of Kurukshetra and kill. That was his plan. So there is a plan of Krishna. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. We should not be attached to things as they are. But we should try to understand that there is relationship with Krishna. And as soon as there is relationship with Krishna, we shall properly utilize it. That is Krishna consciousness. As soon as we understand that there is relationship with Krishna, Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe, everything can be utilized for Krishna. Krishna is not a stereotyped stagnant block. Krishna is a dynamic force. Therefore, everything can be dovetailed in the service of Krishna. Simply one should learn the art under proper guidance, how to utilize. Then that will be perfect form of Krishna consciousness. The next verse.
Translation. There are also great heroic, powerful fighters like Drishtaketu, Chekitana, Kashi Raja, Purujit, Kunti Bhoja, and Shaibya.
Practically, in the battle of Kurukshetra, great personalities, warriors from all parts of the world, they came and joined. Some of them joined with this party and others joined with the other party. So far we have studied just like Shaibya, he belonged to Shivya. So all these personalities, we did not give their full description, it would enhance the pages. But these big personalities, we have got their information. There is a book, the Personalities of Mahabharata. Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata means greater India. Maha means greater. And Bharat means India. So this whole planet was Bharatvarsha. There was only one flag. The whole planet was being ruled by one king. That is the king of this Hastinapur. The fight is that who would be the king, Maharaj Yudhishthir or Duryodhana. But a king, it is not a democratic, it is monarchy. So Krishna is deciding. No, Duryodhana is unfit. Maharaj Yudhishthir is fit. This is Krishna's desire. Therefore this fight is there. Kurukshetra, Krishna wanted to wipe out all unwanted demons from the face of the world and enthrone Maharaj Yudhishthira, because he is the exact representative of Krishna. So monarchy or dictatorship is welcome. Now the communists, they want dictatorship. That is welcome, provided that particular dictator is trained like Maharaj Yudhishthira. Not that simply by votes of some rascal population one becomes dictator, see. Another rascal comes. Another big rascal comes. Just like in the communist country, the Stalin was their dictator. And in the historical record, it is said that he is the greatest criminal in the history of the world. Greatest criminal. He would not tolerate anyone going against him. As soon as he finds that this man is going against me, immediately call him. Now here is poison and here is resignation, killing. You take poison or I shall kill you. This was his policy. In this way he killed so many enemies. He did not only kill the Tsar family. So his business was killing. Not that kind of dictatorship wanted. Dictatorship wanted that by his direction the citizens will be so happy that even they will not have any anxiety. Adhayo badhayo. We have read the other day in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are three kinds of miserable condition of life. Bhutatma hetava. Because they are caused by three principles. Adhyati, adhibhoti, adhidaiva. Daiva bhutatma hetava. These are all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Daiva means controlled by the higher demigods. Just like famine or earthquake. This is not under your control. At any time, the earthquake, there may be famine, there may be pestilence, there may be natural disturbance, flood. This is called daiva, controlled by higher demigods. Just like Indra wanted to overflood Vrindavan, being angry upon the residents of the... Krishna said, Giridhari, he became Giridhari. So these disturbances are there, adhyatmi, adhibhauti. But the king or the dictator should be so perfect and will guide the citizen in such a way that they will not feel all these disturbances. That kind of dictatorship we want. He'll direct in such a way that even these natural adhyatmik adhibhautik, adhibhautik means you are envious of me, I am envious of you. So there is always cold war, struggle. This should be stopped. There should not be unnatural heat or unnatural cold, excessive heat, people will feel in all aspects happy. If that condition can be brought in, like Maharaj Yudhisthira, or his forefathers, or even his grandson. After Maharaj Yudhisthira, there was no kingdom of Maharaj Yudhisthira, of the son of Yudhisthira or Arjuna. All died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only one grandson was in the womb of his mother, posthumous child. He was saved only. So up to that point, Maharaj Parikshit, the whole planet was very nicely governed by dictators. So we can bring in such dictatorship, provided that dictator is perfectly Krishna conscious. Under his guidance, everything, because he knows how to conduct kingdom, how to make everyone happy, Nirbande Krishna Sambande. So, here is another list of fighters, but the real purpose of this battlefield is to bring all the fighters, big fighters of the world together, and under Krishna's guidance they would be called king. Nimitta Matra Bhavasabhasaj. When Arjuna was declining to fight, Krishna ultimately said, "My dear Arjuna, you fight or not fight, it doesn't matter. These people are not going back home. It is already settled up. You simply become, take the credit that you have fought and killed. It is all, they are already killed. Because that is my plan. Nimitta Matra Bhavasabhasaj. They are already killed." So, this battlefield, because Krishna wanted to kill them, and the result was, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, they all attained Sarupa. Anyone who was killed, who died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in the presence of Krishna, they all attained their original constitutional position, spiritual form. They all went back to home, back to God. Everyone. Therefore, Krishna is absolute, either he is killing or he is protecting, it is all the same. You don't think that Krishna is killing. No. If anyone is killed by Krishna, he immediately gets liberation. The liberation for which great, great saintly person sages, they undergo severe austerities for life after life. Simply by being killed, he gets that. So, by becoming Krishna's enemy, one gets this benefit. Just think about if you become Krishna's friend, what is the benefit? That is Krishna consciousness. The Mayavadis, they are after liberation. So, this liberation is granted even to the enemies of Krishna. They are also enemies. The Mayavadis, they are also enemies. Krishna aparadi. They are offended to Krishna because they do not accept the form of Krishna. Therefore they are offended. Everything studied in relationship with Krishna, that is perfect knowledge and that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So it is not that like Sahajyat, that we are interested with Krishna's raso dance, not with this fighting in the battlefields of Kurukshetra. This is Sahajyabha. This is not one thing. Thank you very much.